The Church Media Podcast, episode 161, Putting Creative Ideas into Action with Jason Diba and Ryan McCormick. Part 2. Let's do it.
This is the Church Media Podcast,
the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media production teams at your church.
Exclusive interviews and church media training from the best minds in ministry and Christian entertainment.
Useful, practical content in the areas of audio, lighting, video, stage design, volunteer culture, and more.
And now, broadcasting from the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, here's your host, Carl Barnhill.
Hey, and welcome to episode 161 of the Church Media Podcast. I'm Carl Barnhill, your host. This is the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic worship experiences at your church and build solid media production teams. I want you and your media volunteers to thrive in executing your weekend worship services. It's my goal to give you the tools and the confidence that you need to use media at your church or through your ministry where people meet Jesus and grow in their relationship with Him. In this episode, we'll be continuing our discussion with Jason Diba and Ryan McCormick from Passion City Church on the topic of putting creative ideas into action. If you missed part one of my interview with Jason and Ryan on this very subject, I give you permission to turn me off right now and go back and listen to that episode. Just go to thechurchmediapodcast.com/160 to find episode 160. Or you can go to iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app and check it out as well. We'll jump right back into the interview in just a few moments. But first, we want to tell you about some cool resources available to you through our ministry. Check this out.
Hey everyone, I'm Katie, Executive Director at 1230 Media. I want to take a quick minute to tell you about our custom media services, specifically how we can serve the children's and student ministry areas at your church. There are a lot of churches that we serve that their creative team is maxed out with the needs of their main worship experiences and events. They want to create media content for their children's and student ministry areas, but just can't carve out the time to make it happen. That's where we would love to help you. We serve dozens of ministries and churches with custom graphics, series designs, series trailers, sermon bumpers, lyric media, and more. We offer custom video and graphic design built specifically for your church and your audience, all for affordable prices for ministry. We've priced our custom media services at less than half the cost of bringing on another staff member. We want to free up more dollars at your church that can be used for ministry impact in your community. We also know that there may be testimonies or other stories that only your team can tell. We want to free you up to be able to do that. I'd love for you to contact me directly for a quote on your next project. You can call me at 910-849-1230. That's 910-849-1230. Or you can visit our website for samples of our work and additional information about what our team can do for you. Just visit 1230.media/custom media. I look forward to hearing from you.
This is an exclusive interview from the Ministry of 1230 Media. Here is Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Okay, so we got dream, we got develop, we got delegate. Let's move to distribution. So how do you enable people to do something without you around? This kind of sounds like, is one of the core definitions of leadership, right? How do we let someone go and do without us being around? We don't have to be there. So how do you guys handle that?
I think the thing that I am always championing is this idea of, I know John Piper said, brothers, we are not professionals, but we ought to still be professional in what we do. And we ought to build things, organize things, create things, so that someone other than us has a clue as to what's going on with the way this is built or created or handed off. I know for me, one of the things when I'm working on a project, especially kind of like a big multifaceted or multimedia kind of piece, when I have an audio guy involved, plus a video director involved, plus a live music team involved, and a producer for a gathering or something like that, someone in that role, that I'll have all these details in my head about what I want all those people to do, and I will forget to tell them. Or I'll do something equally as bad, that right before it's about to happen, I run around the building and be like, oh, yeah, by the way, I need this lighting cue on beat number 4 of measure 82, you know, something like that. And that is the definition of unprofessional.
Yeah.
It's like, put things together in a way that they can be distributed and understood and talked about by a larger audience other than just you, the creator. So another example of this, especially this is the time and season where I wrote down this little list of the 5 D's, was when I was working at a church that had 5 locations. And I was getting tired of this idea of, so we were using like multi-tracks at the time, and buying multi-tracks from all these different bands and stuff like that. A lot of churches do that nowadays. And they were just getting passed around in kind of these haphazard email threads. I'm like, no, let's download them. Let's, one, everyone cancel your account. We're using one account going forward, so we're not buying the same song 4 times over. Let's get the one account for the church. We're going to download it. We're going to put it into a folder by the name of the song, and we're going to put it in a Dropbox folder, and then everyone will have access to that same Dropbox folder. That seems so mundane and basic to even say out loud, but it's amazing how many things like that will take us a long time to figure out.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of stepping back and saying, how can this work for more people than just me on kind of everything that you make? Photoshop files are another area where I kind of go crazy on people. Like, you've got 20 layers here, and 8 of them are disabled, and I don't know why they're disabled, and nothing is labeled. And this is just a total, it looks amazing. Whatever you built, like, the composite of all these layers looks amazing. But then you sent this Photoshop file to me, and I don't know what to do with it. Like, I don't know how to take it back apart to make it into a video, and I don't know... Like, can you just label what these are so that I know this is the background, this is the lens flare? Like, just help me understand a few things. One of my biggest pet peeves is I tell, especially video guys, but graphic designers can be equally culprit to this, I tell them, never label a file final. Do not put the word final in the
final final new two, final new three,
use this one. Like I will come, I will slap you in the face if you write down final in
that
the file
name. Hilarious,
do not know which one is final. It's the one that's playing, the one that's on the screen. That's the final.
That is
but
hilarious.
You don't need to stand the file name. So when you output a draft, first one should say V1. The next one should say V2.
Yep.
The next one should say V3. And it seems like crazy that I would even have to explain this, but the only reason I'm making a joke about this is because literally all of us have sat in this scenario where it comes time to play a video, or 6 months later, someone says, hey, can you pull that video back out? And you go to the folder, and there are 8 files that have the word final in them. And it's like, oh, great. Now we're going to waste our time trying to figure out which one is the real one of these. And why don't we just create systems on the front end with, I'm talking minute changes. The difference between typing final and typing V4 is just a few keystrokes, a few less keystrokes, but it creates clarity and standards and systems. And so my whole thing with distribution is, let's not get so lost in the art that we're not thinking about the bigger process, again, especially if your system's big. If you've got multiple campuses, multiple people weighing in, multiple people reviewing, anything like that is going to require a level of professionalism when it comes to distribution.
All right, as we wrap today, let's talk about your last D, and that is determine its value, right? So how do we evaluate an idea? How efficient was the idea put into action?
Yeah, I mean, I think to really evaluate a piece, obviously, because you can kind of look at a piece of something you've created and kind of assess its value or its worth of whether it kind of came together. Was it, like, artistic? Was it, you know, what we hoped it was? I think we really like to look at the holistic gathering and the holistic event, because I think it's important to understand, and we talked about this in a couple episodes ago, about the vision of the from the pastor and leadership and the vision for the gathering itself, and not just going, hey, my video piece slammed, but in context of the gathering, it didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Or in context of the gathering, it took away from the most important part of it.
Right.
And so I think the first question you have to ask is go, okay, as a holistic view, was the how was the gathering period?
Yeah.
And then you can kind of deduce from there and go, okay, well, how was the worship portion? How was the music portion of the gathering? How was the video element? Did the video element contribute to the message of the entire piece? You know, I think some of the best pieces that we have gone back on and can look back on, we would say, oh, the best pieces were the ones that just were the 1-2 punch of the video set up the message, and the message set up the response, and the response set up the response song. And it was like, man, that 40 minutes of content right there, not just the 2.5 minute of the video, but that 40 minutes of content was excellent.
Yeah,
yeah.
Flowed.
And
yeah.
So I think that's to really kind of start, you know, determining it as in the singular value of the piece, you have to look holistically at the entire gathering. And then I think once you do that, then you can actually look at the actual idea and determine if that was effective or not.
Yeah, good. Okay, so how far in advance does your planning look like with your team? You know, this is something that I deal with a lot with different kinds of churches. And it seems to me like a lot of people, churches are last minute constantly, and it's a week of situation. So how do you find that balance of planning big creative events and then executing week of stuff, things like that? How do you guys walk that out?
Well, it's a question that we get asked all the time by every church, by anybody that comes in. They're like, tell us your planning process,
yep.
Because I believe they, you know, have this perception that we're going to enlighten some strategy that we have that's going to unlock, and they're going to go, I understand now.
We put on a conference each year called Lift Conference. We love it, and we invite churches from all over the country to come be a part of it and to talk really about all the stuff that we're talking about right now on this episode and really on your podcast in general. In fact, we'd love for people to come. They can go check it out, lift2019.com. But one breakout we never do, is how to plan in advance, because we are... we're as scatterbrained as just about anyone else. There's some things we've learned, but it is brutal, even after years and having who we believe are. I mean, we love our pastor. We think he's one of the very best in the world. We love our worship leaders. We think they're some of the very best in the world. And you can get the heaviest hitters in a room, and that time crunch will still slaughter you.
Yeah.
It'll get you.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, it's almost depressing when we kind of like, well, we came up with that idea a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And
what if you guys did?
It's the reality of our culture of we have our team kind of has this energy that we can really pull some stuff together last minute on the fly. But the thing is that is even though we have that capacity, we are actively working as a team to get better at it.
Yeah.
Even though we're capable of doing some really great things on the fly, we are working as a team, and that starts top down. Starts with Pastor Louis saying, "Hey, I want us to start thinking more ahead, so we're not having these late night review sessions and watching videos, you know, 2 hours before they play and rendering up until start time." which we've done.
We do it all the time.
We do that quite regularly. But we are pushing towards that. Now, I think what we have to realize in that is we go, hey, we have a culture here, and we're not going to allow a system or a strategy to come in and change our culture and change. So if we if Jason and I sat down and we said, we have come up with the greatest system in the world to plan ahead, and here's what it is, but it destroyed our flexibility.
Yeah.
And kind of our ability to evolve or adapt quickly or respond quickly, we would never use the system.
Yeah.
So we want to prepare for flexibility. We want to build a system that allows for that. And I want to prepare for everything I can possibly know that I can prepare for. And then that will allow us the flexibility. Like right now, I have kind of a series roadmap for the next few months, which is a first. Has never happened before. But it's an effort of we're trying to push forward. But I can tell you right now, we're not going to be committed to that series roadmap if it's not the right series roadmap.
Yeah.
If we feel as leadership, we get together and go, honestly, we had planned on this series, doing this passage, whatever, whatever, and we get to that point and we're not, and that's just not the direction that we feel God's leading us, we will totally reshuffle and go, let's change it and let's change it now. We might even change it on the day of Sunday in between gatherings. We may go, hey, the message was great at 9:15, but honestly, you know, our pastor can go, I feel that we kind of need to go a different direction on this.
Wow.
And we'll go, great, we're ready. Because we celebrate flexibility and we celebrate the ability to kind of rapidly change because we go, hey, we want to follow the leading of the Spirit. We want to follow the leading of God, and we don't want to be so committed to our plans that we're incapable of movement because we're like, no. The set list was already turned in on Tuesday, and we have already programmed lights, so we are not changing the set list.
Yeah. I think the reason we ask this question is because we all know that last-minute production and pulling stuff off is worrisome.
Yes, both.
It can be a draining. And so all of us are like, man, and two, it's like you can. There's only a certain segment of things you can pull off in a short period of time.
Right.
There's other things that just can't be pulled off unless you got time. And so we all get that. And so we all know why we're asking this question. But and I think it's good. I think you got to be militant to, on a personal level, you got to fight for your health and your time.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be staying late every night. And you shouldn't be hurting your family. And you should, like, you've got to have boundaries.
Right.
And you've got to be crazy about them and just say, I've got to fight first for my family and for my health. Otherwise, I'm no good to anybody anyway.
Right.
But that being said, we all know that and we should all prioritize that. We also can't slip into believing that having a lot of time equates to having the best outcome.
Good.
Because really, when it comes down to it, you think we're doing this so that people, not us, but so that people coming into our churches, into our ministries, that they can hear and see and experience something about the truth of God's word and Jesus in a way that will radically change their life. And so we want to provide the best possible combination of things in order to invite them into that. And the thing is, they don't know when it was planned, and they don't even care. So if you planned it out 3 months in advance, but it wasn't that good, well, guess what? You didn't gain anything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So all of the time, they don't know if it was 3 months in advance or 36 hours in advance.
Yeah.
All that they're grading it on is, did this connect with me? Did it engage with me? Did it tell me something that was true? Did it tell me something that was useful to me? I think that's kind of the balance we have to have in it. It's like, yes, if we can and we should plan, and as the creative person on your team, whether you're staff, the leader, middle management, bottom of the rung, a volunteer, whatever you are, if you want to be one of those influencers to help improve this process, then you've got to be the most militant about saying, hey, we are going to meet 4 weeks out And I'm going to keep asking you guys to be at this meeting until you say yes. Like, you've got to be the most crazy about it to get them there. But then if you get, even if you have that meeting and you come up with something great, but then 3 days before the gathering or the event or whatever it is, you decide this actually is not the best piece. Well, you've got to have the humility and also the savviness to say, let's change it then.
Yeah.
Let's not do what was planned or what fit into our timeline. Let's just do what was best. That's all that's going to matter at the end, is we got to do what's best for the people that we're trying to serve.
Right.
Hopefully, that doesn't have to be the norm. It doesn't have to be the norm that you're always pulling stuff at the last second or making big, vast changes. Hopefully, over time, you're growing into a place where you can plan weeks out, and those pieces that you do create over the course of 6 weeks or something actually are the best pieces. And so you're not having to make that change. But you always got to live a little bit in that space. There's got to be a little bit of, you got to hold them in both hands.
Yeah.
You got to hold the ability to say, we are going to plan. We're going to protect our time. We're going to protect our families. We're not going to stay late every single night. We all know this. But we also have to hold, well, we're going to be open, to be flexible at times, to change things, to do what's best, even if it goes against what we had planned.
Right. And there's definitely a dance and a balance there. To do both, to plan out, but to not be so strict that you can't follow the Holy Spirit if it's leading in a different direction. So that's so good. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for your time. Let's kind of wrap up. You know, we've spent the last several weeks with you guys on these two topics of leading up and then putting creative ideas into action. So kind of wrap us, especially on this topic of putting ideas into action. Wrap us up. Give me any parting thoughts that you guys have and any encouragement for our listeners.
I think my closing thoughts in all of this is, I tell my team this a lot, is don't lose the wonder.
Yeah.
And don't lose the wonder of, we have an amazing opportunity, privilege, calling, whatever you want to call it, to tell the greatest story that has the greatest outcome for the greatest purpose, and we get to do that either for compensation or as a volunteer. Like, that is a incredibly unique opportunity, and I think it can be so easy to get bogged down in the, well, I had this many late nights, and I had to do this much stuff, and I had to show up here, and I had to go back early, and I had all of that kind of stuff, and that can kind of wear down kind of the heart behind it all, and we can find ourselves being very cynical, bitter people. And I think that's one of the saddest things that I really hate is when I talk to somebody that's serving the church world, and they're bitter, and they're kind of like, it's kind of like just shifted their whole perspective. And what I encourage anyone in that is, don't lose the wonder. Don't lose the wonder that a piece that you worked on, a piece that you had a part in, or something that you contributed to a gathering or a event may have and probably has shifted not only this life but the next for somebody.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's not to just say, well, that's wonderful, we're shaping eternity, so we'll go through hell now. We'll just experience anything now. We'll deal with whatever we have to, because we're going to change eternity. But I do think it's an important perspective to remember that what you're doing is one of the greatest things in the world, and we have an amazing opportunity. And so keep at it. Take moments and pause and look back. I think creatives, we generally kind of like get done with one thing, and so we look to the next. We don't pause and remember, and we don't look back and go, wow, Easter weekend was amazing.
Yeah.
It was incredible to see how all that work came together, and we don't spend a lot of time celebrating in it, and especially a lot of times once we're done with a piece, we're done with it. We don't want to ever see it again. We don't want to look at it again. Yeah. We've seen it 45 times, and we want to just put it on the hard drive and never touch it again. But, like, sit there in the moment. Gather your team around. Gather your volunteers around. Celebrate what had happened. find the Jesus stories. Go talk to somebody else in the church. You may be kind of too disengaged from it a little bit, but go say, hey, does anybody know any stories that happened last Sunday? Is there a story of, like, where someone put their faith in Jesus and they came to this gathering, or where somebody was touched by a musical piece or a video? Find those kind of things, because that will ultimately be the fuel that will allow you to keep going and going, I understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm not just playing videos that nobody cares about. I'm actually contributing to something that's actually changing people's lives and directions and eternities. And let that be the fuel. So at the end of the day, don't lose the wonder in what you get to do. Let that be the thing that continues to revive your heart, continues to breathe air into what you're doing. And so that it doesn't just become a menial task, that you become this cynical, bitter person that just hates their job and all those kind of things, but become the person that is in alive and energized by the opportunity of telling the greatest story on earth.
That's good, man. Keep your why in front of you. That's awesome.
Love it.
Jason, what about you, man? Any parting thoughts? That's tough to follow.
I'll quickly say I totally agree with Ryan on all of that. And I heard someone say a few years ago, says, you are what you celebrate.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a great thing to keep in mind. Like, we want people to be people who celebrate and keep the wonder. My thing to wrap all this up is for whoever is out there listening to this, who's like, all this is great, but no one's given me permission to do this. And my words for you are, you have permission.
Yeah.
You have permission. You can do these things. You do not need to wait for someone else to come along and knight you and allow you into the conversation and allow you. Like, you have permission to delegate differently between people on your team. You have permission to change the way that things are standardized and distributed and put together. You have permission, in order to dream big dreams and to put things on the table that you probably won't do, but it's a good thing that it was on the table regardless. You have permission, in order to go out and download Google SketchUp and figure out how to develop something, how it's going to look exactly in your room, on your stage, in your space. There's so much time, so many years that can be lost for people, creative people, musicians, video guys, graphic designers, photographers, waiting for someone else to come along and say, hey, would you go ahead and learn how to do this next new thing? Or would you be willing to take charge of this? When in reality, there's usually just a big void there. There's not going to be someone who comes along and tells you to do that. And you need to be able to tell yourself, I have permission to go ahead and raise the level of excellence for everything that we do. Other people might at some point say, hey, who put you in charge of that? And the right answer is, I put myself in charge of it. I'm going for it because I care enough about this story. I care enough about this truth in order to do the best I can. We have to be respectful of hierarchies and supervisors and whatever. That's great. But you also have to give yourself permission to do the best thing for your organization and for what God has given you the task to do.
Good. Well, guys, thank you so much for spending the last few weeks with me. And man, this content is so incredibly rich and just valuable to us each and every week. So thank you guys so much for spending so much time with me. Just let us know quickly how we can get in touch with you. How can we follow you guys? And what do you guys got going on, you know, coming up in the next couple of months?
Well, probably two big things. One of the things that a lot of people probably heard of is called Passion Conference, and that's where we gather the college students, 18 to 25-year-olds from all over the world, to come and leverage their lives for what matters most. And so that'll be happening January of 2019. And so you might not be 18 to 25, but you probably know some 18 to 25-year-olds. And you could be a leader. You can just tag along with them as long as they're coming. And we hold that as kind of the giant markers of the year for us in order to see what God is going to do, not only in our state, in our country, but really around the world. And then the second thing, as it relates to creativity, we always invite people to come to Lyft Conference, which is really where these conversations that we're having right now really originate for us. This is where we sit down and we talk with churches and worship leaders and creative directors and pastors from all over the country about these things specifically. That's all the goal of the conference is to gather together, to be refreshed in the calling that God has given us in these creative spaces, and then to learn from one another on these specific types of questions and platforms and scenarios that we're all going to come up against. So we would love for people to be able to connect with us in those two particular ways.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time and all the content that you've shared these last couple weeks.
Thank you.
This has been an all-access interview from 1230 Media. For more interviews, training, and exclusive content for your production team, visit 1230.media/training.
You may be a creative, you may be a musician, you may be a songwriter, an artist, and our job is to help people see the worth of God and to help people see how much they are worth to God.
The tone and the temperature of the room, we can let anybody determine that, or we can do that.
We can create environments that invite people in and make them feel at home. Then they are going to be themselves, and being themselves is what is going to allow God to touch their heart.
And when we start wrapping our minds around who God is, it helps us have a well from which to worship God in our lives.
That was a little excerpt from the LIFT conference, so be sure to check that out. Ryan and Jason play a huge role in that conference, and you will be learning from the very best. Check it out at PassionCityChurch.com/LIFT. That's PassionCityChurch.com/LIFT. If you want to learn more about our podcast, listen to past shows, and get free resources for your church, visit thechurchmediapodcast.com for more information. churchmediapodcast.com/161 will get you to the show notes page for this episode specifically.
On the next Church Media Podcast.
Next week on the show, I'll welcome Alan Keyes from Streams Church to the podcast. Alan and I will be talking about the best collaboration tools for your team. This information will help you work more efficiently with your creative and volunteer teams at your church. We'll go over several tools that will make your job and your collaboration much easier. Be sure to subscribe to our show on iTunes so you never miss an episode. And while you're there, leave a review of the show if you would. It would help us out. And thank you for listening this week. Go out there, guys, and create some incredible worship experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
The Church Media Podcast is a production of the Ministry of 1230 Media and produced by David Michael Hyde. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your team, visit thechurchmediapodcast.com.